This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we start a special series for the holidays called Words and Music, featuring songwriters performing and discussing their own songs. Plus, we'll present a couple of tributes to great songwriters of the past. In the next few days, we'll hear from the McGarrigle sisters, Willie Nelson, Lucinda Williams, Loudon Wainwright, the late Arthur Alexander, and Richard Thompson. Our series will conclude New Year's Day with Dawn Upshaw's tribute to Rodgers and Hart. We begin the series with a tribute to Cole Porter, featuring Barbara Lee. John S. Wilson described Lee as one of the most knowledgeable interpreters and collectors of popular songs. She made her first recording in the mid-50s. Our concert was recorded in 1991 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Cole Porter's birth. Accompanying Barbara Lee was Tony Tamburello, who often accompanied Tony Bennett in performance and had worked as Frank Sinatra's rehearsal pianist. Tamburello has since passed away. Here's Barbara Lee.
This song is from Jubilee, the show which gave us Begin the Begin and Just One of Those Things. And it concerned, I think, a native princess on a South Sea island dreaming of Hollywood and the States and romance and so on. Very lovely ballad. All my life I've been so secluded, love has eluded me. But from knowing secondhand what I'd do of it, I feel certain I could stand a closer view of it. Till today I've studied love discreetly, but now that I'm completely free, I must find some kind persona grata to give me data personally. When romance passes by, why shouldn't I know of love? Why wait around when each age has a sage who has found that upon this earth love is all that is really worth thinking of. It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done that the hour is coming. And then you'll be kissed again. All debutantes say it's good. And every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So why shouldn't I?
That's beautiful. Well, we're here to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the birth of Cole Porter. Tell me, if you could, what makes Cole Porter singular to you, why you love his songs, what makes him different from other composers?
Gosh, you know, each great composer has his own particular way of writing. Cole Porter had a wonderful musical ear as well as wonderful musical training. And one thing that he did was vary the melody slightly in each eight bars. He'd go da-da in one and then da-da and then da-da, and he would do little variations, so it wasn't just the straight repetition. And they were very rich musically. The lyrics, of course, he was incomparably romantic. I really don't think any other lyric writer was as unabashedly passionate as Cole Porter. And at the same time, he had, of course, the marvelous cleverness, the great knowledge to write those laundry list songs of his and so on. And yet they weren't simply laundry lists. The way he shifted the interior rhymes around. People think rhymes are just rhymes. Not at all. Rhymes have everything to do with the rhythm of a song, the line length and so on. They just have everything to do with the variety of a song. It almost doesn't matter what the rhyme is so much as where it's placed. And of course, if he sets something up, which he often does, he'll set it up so that you're expecting a certain rhyme and he'll give you something else. He just had everything going for him.
How about another song?
Oh, all right. This song is from a rather early Cole Porter show. I'm ashamed to say I can't remember the name of the show, but he wrote it, I believe, in the 20s while he was living in Paris and studying composition with Nadia Boulanger. And the verse particularly just shows the astonishing things that he was able to do, whether because of the influence of this legendary composer trainer or not, I don't know. But of course, it has that wonderful Cole Porter naughtiness. Since first you crossed my horizon with your load of love charms, I spend my whole time devising means to stay in your arms. There must be some tricky treatment that would cool my brain, for to me it's so plain, and you'll admit the fact that I'm practically sane. You're a bad influence on me. Sorry, but you're a bad influence, I must say. For I get in such a dither when you use your famous come hither, that all thought of hame and mither seems to wither away. The thing your eyes do to me is such folly that I feel sure your middle name must be Svengali. You throw me right off of my stride. Still, I beg of you, stay by my side and be a bad influence on me. I'm sure you used to say black mass with Rasputin. I wish you'd cease singeing my wings, but before you do, take off your things and be a bad influence on me.
That was great. It's a wonderful lyric. It must be really nice to sing songs that you can sing with conviction because the lyric's so well written. You don't have to be embarrassed by any lines.
Yes. Sometimes you get a request for a song that isn't well written, and then it's really a test. It's really a challenge to think, what am I going to do? This is such a nice person. I want to do this song for this person. What can I do to it to make this lyric come alive? And what can I do to get over these embarrassing places? Often you find you just have to go counter to the intent of a song. Sometimes it'll be so ridiculously romantic that you have to take it very casually, or sometimes it's a kind of casual, hard-boiled song that you have to bring romance to. It's just...
Can you think of an example?
No. Gee, No.
Barbara Lee, I want to find out a little bit about you.
Oh, all right.
Now, you started recording back in 1955.
Yes, yes.
What were you like then? How was your voice different? What were you singing?
My voice was very much the same, except that for the last 5 years or so, I've been solvent, so I've been able to take voice lessons.
You're taking voice lessons now?
Now. I've just started, and it's wonderful, and it hasn't changed my voice at all, except it's easier. Everything flows more easily now. It's opened up the range. I've got a little more range on top and a little more on the bottom. Basically, I've had the same range since I was a tiny child. So, you know, people would say, oh, you're Barbara Leacock. I haven't seen you since you were 4 years old. I'd know you anywhere by your voice.
Barbara Leacock, huh?
That was me.
That was your real name?
Yes, yes, from Detroit.
And you changed it to Barbara Lee to perform?
Yes.
We're featuring a 1991 concert with Barbara Lee. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back to our concert with Barbara Lee, which was recorded in 1991 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Cole Porter's birth.
When we asked you to do the concert, we asked you to do some songs that we'd all know and a couple of songs that would be discoveries for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the song you're about to do is something that's going to be a discovery for us.
Yes, yes, I hope so. I've never heard anyone else do it. I just found a piece of sheet music in Lincoln Center Library. It was sung by the mother of the debutante in, I think, the New Yorkers. Not the New Yorkers. Oh, goodness, I'm going to goof everything. Paris? 50 Million Frenchmen. That's it. He wrote so many Paris shows and so many New York shows, I get them mixed up. 50 Million Frenchmen. What is that, my note?
You like that one?
Give me a card. Don't give me a note. My mother and father once went to a lot of bother to make me the happiest of girls. To further my station, they gave me an education, not to mention a string of pearls. But in spite of my backing, I still feel there's something lacking, and that fate has rather let me down. For instead of being famous, I'm an unknown ignoramus from a small Middle Western town. Why couldn't I have been Salome or Mary Pickford or Joan of Arc? If I were Eleanor Glynn or even Anne Boleyn, the future wouldn't look half so dark. Why couldn't I be Whistler's mother or any other woman of note? Why did the gods decree that I should only be the Queen of Terre Haute?
That's great. So you found that on sheet music.
Yes.
And you've never heard it performed?
No. Mm-mm.
You think it's recorded anywhere?
I don't know. Huh. I don't know. I know it's from the 20s. I can just see Mary Boland or somebody kind of wandering out onto a stage disconsolately. For some reason, I see her with a suitcase in her hand.
So this is the kind of thing you do a lot, just go searching for sheet music of obscure songs.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's my favorite pastime.
And we'll contrast that with a very well-known song that you're about to sing for us.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more, under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the beginning. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning.
That's beautiful. I think that's the saddest and most felt version of that I've ever heard. It's usually much more kind of up-tempo and
yes,
danceable. And
yeah.
Tell me about thinking through the song and deciding it to do it that way.
Well, all I can tell you is that you have to know the story before you can tell the story. People are so interested in selling their sadness or selling their joy or whatever it is, but they don't ever bother to feel that. And I just, you know, I was an actress for many years, and I know what that song's about from my life. If I didn't know what it was about from my life, I'd know what it was about from my imagination. And I tell the story. That's all. And I love it. I love that. I think it's possibly the greatest song ever written. I know it's never been done this way. And I know if they try, they won't be able. So this song is mine. New York, New York is Liza Minnelli's. This one is mine.
Barbara Lee, recorded in 1991. The pianist was the late Tony Tamborello. Barbara Lee has a new CD paying tribute to women songwriters called Fine and Dandy. It's on the European label Challenge. Our Barbara Lee concert was recorded to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Cole Porter's birth. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.